KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and breezy here today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Sentencing is set to take place today at 9 a.m. in Cass County District Court in the case of a former Oneida Community School District teacher who pled guilty on September 4th to two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor by a school employee, counselor, or therapist with the intent to arouse. 65-year-old William Glenn Foulkes entered a voluntary plea agreement which stipulated he would plead guilty to the two aggravated misdemeanor counts in exchange for a felony charge of sexual exploitation and the remaining 47 aggravated misdemeanor charges of sexual exploitation being dropped. Foulkes admitted to kissing a juvenile female on numerous occasions while teaching the student in a math program from August of 2009 until November 11th of 2010. He resigned from his teaching position in November of 2010. Foulkes remains free on $50,000 bond pending sentencing. As part of his sentence, he will likely be required to register as a sex offender and complete a sex offender treatment program in a residential correctional facility. He's also expected to pay restitution to the state and victim and have no contact with the victim. In addition, it's expected Foulkes will be required to serve two-year terms of supervised probation for the combined counts, with the time to be served consecutively or back-to-back. He had faced a maximum of 103 years in prison and fines of more than $300,000. He'll also be required to pay fines for each count ranging from $625 to $6,250, plus court costs and surcharges. News time is 7:08.
Say goodbye to blindly following the iPhone crowd to a carrier that just doesn't care. And hello to U.S. Cellular's high-quality network with the amazing new 4G LTE Samsung Galaxy S3 smartphone for $199.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. After $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card, smartphone data plan, and other restrictions apply. $30 activation fee may apply. See store for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Don't follow the crowd blindly. Come see me and check out our Samsung Galaxy S3, the phone that will do everything you dreamed of and more. Your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
It's time to say goodbye to expensive lines and hello to family time. Get up to four additional lines free with any U.S. cellular family plan now through the end of 2012. And you can save up to $80 a month. U.S. Cellular. Hello. Hello, better. Restrictions apply. Go to uscellular.com for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Isn't it time to get your family together? Come see me for great phones and great plans. Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
A collision between two vehicles Saturday morning in Council Bluffs resulted in $7,500 damage to the vehicles and about $5,000 damage to a nearby home. A police report cited by the Omaha World-Herald said the accident occurred around 9:25 a.m. Saturday at the intersection of North 26th Street and Avenue B. Officials say 28-year-old Bradley Triplett of Council Bluffs proceeded into the intersection after stopping at the sign on 26th Street when his Jeep Cherokee was struck by a Chevy Cavalier driven by Jolena Shamblin, also of Council Bluffs. Shamblin was traveling east on Avenue B when the accident occurred. The collision caused her car to leave the roadway and crash into a house at 201 North 26th Street. There were no injuries reported. Firefighters in Sioux City say they've found the body of a man in the basement of a burning home. Fire crews were called to the house on the city's north side at around 1:45 a.m. Saturday. Upon arriving, they discovered flames and smoke coming from the home. They were able to put out the flames quickly, but discovered the body of the man in the basement. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Police and state fire marshal's officials are investigating. Authorities have not yet released the name of the man killed. It's Sioux City's second fatal fire this year. Police say a man found dead inside of a burning home in July died from smoke inhalation. A Western Iowa man is headed to federal prison for possession of a homemade hand grenade. Federal prosecutors in Iowa say 38-year-old Alan Lee Heath of Harlan was sentenced Friday to 30 months in prison for possessing a destructive device. U.S. District Court Judge James Gritzner also ordered Heath to serve 2 years of supervised release once his prison term ends. Authorities say Heath was stopped by two Shelby County Sheriff's deputies in December after he was seen trespassing at a private residence. Deputies say they had to subdue him and search of his person found a device that included a plastic cylinder with gunpowder wrapped with electrical tape. The device had a .22 caliber bullets taped to the outside. Officials in Nebraska say a group of volunteers have found the body of a 16-year-old Fremont, Nebraska boy Sunday in a wooded area not far from where his car was discovered Friday. Fremont Deputy Chief Jeff Elliott said Brandon Camphouse's body was discovered Sunday afternoon. The teenager had last been seen getting ready for school at his house Friday morning. Camphouse, who has diabetes, never made it to school on Friday. Elliott said investigators don't believe foul play was involved in Camphouse's death, but an autopsy will be performed to determine how he died. The boy's body was found about a mile away from where his car was discovered. And Congressman Leonard Boswell gave a five-word explanation Sunday afternoon when asked about a lawsuit he filed Friday against his 2008 Democratic primary opponent. Ed Fallon of Des Moines claims two Boswell staffers offered him an $80,000 job on Boswell's congressional staff if he would drop his bid to run against Boswell. And during a news conference in Des Moines, Boswell said was asked why he filed the defamation suit against Fallon.
Because he told an untruth.
Boswell said nothing more about the lawsuit or Fallon's statements. During an interview with Radio Iowa Friday night, Fallon said his former wife, who served as his 2008 campaign manager, was in the room when the job offer was made. Boswell is seeking damages from Fallon, alleging Fallon's recent public statements have damaged his reputation. News time is 7:13.
The kids are back in school, football season is here, and the leaves are falling. But for some of you, this means only one thing. Fall allergy season is here. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Ask us. All of our Health Mart pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer your allergy questions. Don't let allergies bring you down. Let us take care of you. This is Josh, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
In our funeral announcements, Larry Beckendorf, age 57, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Larry Beckendorf will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Virgil Crouch, age 96, of Irwin, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Virgil Crouch will be today at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Jeffrey D. Jones, age 21, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Jeffrey Jones will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Lawrence Pesci, age 93, of Harlan, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Lawrence Pesci will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Faye Spillers, age 88, of Redfield, died Thursday. Funeral services for Dolores Spillers will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. And 97-year-old Loyal Goff of Fontenelle died today at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Loyal Goff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.